Okay, you heard Alison referencing WhatsApp and Telegram and Signal and one of the stories which is causing consternation and anxiety. Yesterday, you might have heard me talking to Jan Vermeulen of My Broadband about the alternative to WhatsApp and why people were concerned. He mentioned he's not moving over in a hurry. He did confirm, though, that Signal and Telegram were proving to be the most popular alternatives for those who do have privacy concerns. So I really paid attention, having heard all of that yesterday, when this morning I saw a tweet from social media lawyer Emma Sadlier warning parents about a huge concern she has around Telegram. Emma, as you probably know from listening to the show, is the founder of the Digital Law Company. They specialize in educating and advising corporates and schools and parents and learners about the implications of what they do on social media, about the legal implications, the disciplinary and reputational risks that go with that space. She has, I thought, seen and heard it all when it comes to social media mishaps and concerns. So when she says there is a problem, I think we need to pay attention. And she's with us on the line to explain what that particular problem is that she has spotted with Telegram. Emma, it's great to have you back with us in 2021. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Sipra. It's lovely to speak to you.
You spotted something on Telegram that had you particularly concerned with regards to younger users particularly being exposed.
Yeah, well, we've been talking a lot about Telegram in the last couple of days as an alternative to WhatsApp, because WhatsApp's now forcing everyone to accept these new policies. And there's been quite a lot of, I would say, unfounded hysteria about that. But what I've seen is that my Telegram, which I've been using for years, has just been pinging off the charts with everybody joining Telegram, including a lot of children. Now, the age restriction of Telegram is 16.
Okay.
So there shouldn't be young children on it anyway. But I think parents who've read these sort of horror stories around WhatsApp have come home and said to their children, you can't be on WhatsApp anymore, you must be on Telegram. And it's not actually an issue I picked up myself, because I'm quite careful about what I let these companies use from my phone. So I never let any of my social media platforms or my social media apps use my location. But as a default, your location is on Telegram.
Okay.
And what that allows when you're looking at your contacts is for using your location services to find contacts nearby. So that's scary enough, because basically it allows you to have a conversation with somebody who's near you using your geolocation information that you don't know. So it could pick up your neighbor, somebody who's sitting next to you at the restaurant or in the queue at the shops. But more scary than that is that it allows you to see what they call nearby groups. Now, I didn't realize that there was this underbelly of Telegram until this morning, but I literally allowed them to use my location for 2 minutes after receiving an email from a parent who had experienced this with their child.
Yeah.
And picked up, I live in Johannesburg, like Flats of Randburg and all these groups where there was the most, and I have to say I'm hardy because I've seen it all, the most horrific affecting pornography and content on these groups. And you can see it without even joining the group.
Wow.
So it is a worry. It makes me very nervous. Children are always going to be inquiring and trying to push the boundaries. So I'm worried about children using the app, because parents might go and turn off the location, but then there's nothing to stop the child from going to turn the location on to see what all the fuss is about. So I'm very nervous of Telegram. You know, a lot of these issues we don't really pick up until people start using them.
Yeah.
Sort of as aggressively as people have been using them in the last couple of days. But I'd say it's definitely a fault, and it's a feature I'd much rather have not existing on any app that my child has.
Okay, so if your child is on Telegram, you need to have a conversation with them about the safety risks of using that people nearby feature. Because, of course, as you said, Emma, it could be your neighbor. It could be a perfectly innocent person sitting next to you in a restaurant. But equally, it could be the pedophile looking to groom a new victim who happens to live in your neighborhood.
So there's all the usual stranger danger stuff. But as I say, with literally a 90-second voyage into this territory this morning, I saw stuff that shocked even me. And I always say I'm unshockable.
Okay.
So really, make sure that the location isn't turned on. How you do that, Pippa, is you go into the settings of your phone. So it's not actually in the app. Okay. It's on your phone. You go into your settings. Most phones, it's sort of settings, privacy, location services. Most phones these days let you search your settings. So if you just start writing in location in your settings in the search bar, it'll take you quite quickly to the place that governs your location on your phone. And then every single app, and it's a good exercise for everybody to be doing anyway, because often we share our location unnecessarily.
Yeah.
So obviously, if I'm using Google Maps for navigation,
Google Maps needs
to have my location. I know that means that Google knows where I am at all times, but I'm down with that because Google Maps is great. But you don't need Instagram to have your location. You don't need WhatsApp to have your location, unless you sometimes share your location for safety reasons. But then you must understand that with the new privacy policy, Facebook will have access to your location. So go through each one. Your bank doesn't need your location unless you're doing geolocation payments. Ask yourself in each instance, does this app need my location? Uber does. Telegram certainly doesn't.
Emma, thank you very much for that word of warning. Emma Sadlier on the line there from Johannesburg, founder of the Digital Law Company and arguably the country's leading expert on social media legal issues. And when she says it's something you need to take seriously, believe her. She really knows what she's talking about. So please, if you've made the switch to Telegram, and particularly if your children have followed you or your children are accessing your phone and could have use of it, do just double check that that location setting has been switched off so that they are not exposed to that kind of content. If Emma found it within 90 seconds, that should tell you how quickly it's available, and we don't want them encountering it. So thank you very much for the word of warning, Emma Sadlier.